This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boy, have I got a messy episode for y'all today, okay? Y'all know every week, me and Monty of Mixing with Monty, we get together and discuss the things, okay? All of the black mess going on around the places, okay? Bartiz popped up with a baby. Who told him to do that? We got to talk about the premiere of Love and Marriage Huntsville just a little. And then we got to talk about that Queens of R&B finale because, whew, it's a lot. But most importantly, Monty took it upon herself to listen to Latasha Scott's gospel album, okay? She's telling y'all what to jam, what not to jam, her overall impressions, what she, you know, everything, okay? You do not want to miss that review. But first, I'm going to give y'all my own little spiel before I throw it over to a conversation with Monty, because I want to address one of the, I want to address the Marvels trailer that came out. I want to talk about that Penguin teaser that we got. And then I want to address one of the reviews that I got recently, because it's the same thing that I say all the time. I know. I want to talk about it. But first, drop down to the bottom of your screen or the top if you're on Spotify and leave me a 5-star rating and review. You know, I love those. It's your new episode of Reality in Comics 2. Let's do it. That's right. You're listening to Reality in Comics 2, the podcast that discusses all things scripted and unscripted TV and film. I'm Kendrick, but most of you know me as your mama's favorite black geek. You want some hot takes about The Real Housewives or Love Island, or maybe you want some hilarious insight on the Marvel Cinematic Universe or HBO's White Lotus or Euphoria? Well, you're in the right place. Grab a cocktail, sit back, and prepare to cuss and fuss right along with me. Let me tell y'all something. If you're not watching Beef on Netflix, I don't know what the hell you're doing with your life. Beef has had me so... Okay, listen. I don't know what is going on with me. My body... I don't know if it's work or these weekends being packed or what it is, but I can't stay up too late no more, bitch. I be tired, okay? I try to watch episodes and stuff. You know, I can normally binge something, no problem. Like, lickety-split, okay? I can normally binge through something, but it's taking me, like, all week to watch Beef because, bitch, I be tired, okay? I be tired. I don't know what it is. I be sleepy, but I finally reached like episode 9, so I only got 2 left, so I'm determined to finish them after I schedule this episode to come out, okay? Listen, amazing show. It's Steve Young and who's going to be Sentry in the MCU, mark my words, bloop, and Ali Wong. So good. Performances all the way around are just great, but it's such a well-written show. It's funny as hell. It's got its like dramatic moments. Everything is really good. So if you need a recommendation, watch Beef on Netflix. Loving it, but also watch Praise This, starring Chloe, you know, of Chloe and Halle, or Halle and Chloe, I don't know, whichever the hell it is. Beyonce little girls, okay? Beyonce little girls, BB Junior them. Watch that. It's called Praise This. It's like Pitch Perfect meets Fighting Temptations. That's exactly what it is. Good movie. I think y'all will love it. It's just a good little time. No, not high stakes. Just turn your brain off for 1 hour and 50 minutes and just get into it. Chloe Bailey, let me tell you one thing about her. She sings that face off, okay? Now, look, I've been too scared to listen to her album the way y'all been dogging that lady online about that album, so I've been a little nervous, okay? I ain't listened to it yet. I'ma listen to it, though. They played one of the songs in the movie, I think, and I was like, okay, this kind of eat right here, this kind of eat, so I'm like, I'ma listen to it. Y'all be dramatic sometimes, I don't know. Everybody keep giving it like a 6 or 7 out of 10. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't know if that's a read or a compliment, child. Nowadays, it might be the album of the year. Who knows? But I'm going to check it out one day. Anyway, those are my little recommendations for y'all. But I want to talk about, before I throw it over to my conversation with Monty, because, of course, we got to talk about the things. I wanted to specifically address, and not even in like a negative way. I promise you it's not negative because it's the same thing that I say all the time. You know, I've ranted about this multiple times, but I got a 4 out of 5 star rating on the podcast, and it said the title of it was Not Enough Comics / Nerd Talk. And they start off, you know, I love somebody that give me my flowers before they read the fuck out of me, okay? They said, love the show. Every episode just feels like it's reality TV more than comics / movie and the things surrounding them. Boy, don't I fucking know it. Let me tell you. My biggest complaint, everyone, you know, was so complaining about the MCU. Oh my God, it's too many projects. Ah, da, 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 da. A dookie, dookie, dookie. And now these people have taken their time to stretch stuff out. And now people like me, the content creators, ain't got shit to talk about. Bitch, ain't no DC movies. Ain't no DC shows. Marvel hiding their ass. They dropping trailers, but won't drop no damn movies or shows. I don't know what the hell going on. So I literally ain't got shit to talk about. And it's pissing me off. More so because y'all know me, reality TV will piss me off at the drop of a dime, and I won't want to watch none of that shit. Y'all know me. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I hate all y'all. So then I won't want to watch it. But then I'm like, okay, well, I got to put out episodes, so I'm going to watch reality TV. But you know, my true passion, my true love is I love the MCU. I do. I'm a comic reader. I fully recognize a lot of y'all don't read the comics. Fully recognize it, okay? So my whole angle before even starting this podcast was maybe I can turn some people into some comic book fans or get them interested to possibly pick up their first comic if I can get them to watch these shows. And I'm so happy that so many of y'all have like slid into the DMs, written messages, all that kind of stuff saying that you now watch these shows because you want to listen to the episodes that I release about them. And I'm like, that makes me so happy. So, like, now I know all of y'all wait for, you know, you're waiting for Guardians of the Galaxy. You're waiting for Secret Invasion. You're waiting for, what else come out this year? Loki. I know y'all can watch Loki because y'all love Tom Hiddleston. And I know y'all are waiting for the Marvels. See, let me tell you something. I'm the transition king, okay? Because I want to talk to y'all about this Marvels trailer. Okay. The Marvels, which is, of course, Tiana Paris's Monica Rambeau, that's Brie Larson's Carol Danvers / Captain Marvel, and that is Iman Vellani's Kamala Khan, a.k.a. Miss Marvel. That's like the first little, you know, team up, you know, the little project, and it comes out in November. See, let me tell y'all something. Y'all scared Marvel because y'all keep saying that they ain't taking enough time between these projects. They ain't getting the visual effects right. Yada, yada, yada. That shit was supposed to come out this summer, and now it's not coming out till November. Which, I mean, good thing. You know, y'all take your time, get it right. Take your time and get it right. Y'all, let me tell you something. I should have been a singer in the 90s. I would have been, well, by now I would have been broke as fuck, just like the rest of them. But I would have been that good in the 90s, okay? You wouldn't have been able to tell me nothing. Anyway, they dropped the first teaser trailer for the Marvels. And this is one of my most anticipated, like, Phase 5 projects. I love all three of these characters. Now, I know Captain Marvel, you know, wasn't the most well-received movie, mostly because, you know, some of the men on the internet did not want to see a female-led superhero movie. Super weird, I know. And, you know, they review bomb a lot of projects led by, you know, black leads, female lead, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's super weird. Comic book community, Star Wars community, they're all kind of gross sometimes. That's why I started my own, so I can talk to all of you wonderful, beautiful, intelligent people out there that know that we can disagree about things but still come together. We are a family. Like a giant tree. branching out to the sky. Ooh, speaking of that, sidebar. Kaya, y'all know I feel in every time Kaya, you know, is out on Bravo, We're Black, I feel in for her over there. Child, she came back, and when I tell you she dragged me to hell for the first 30 minutes of this episode, her and Aaron was defending me. Kaya was dragging both of us to hell because we showed the fuck out while she was gone. So go listen to Bravo, We're Black's newest episode. That shit tickled the hell out of me. You'll love it. Anyway, the Marvels. First of all, fantastic teaser trailer. It looks like a super fun movie. I love that we're getting two Samuel L. Jackson heavy projects this year, because let me tell you something. The Oscars, they won't give Angela Bassett her flowers, but I'm glad that the MCU is at least giving Samuel Jackson his, okay? We first getting Secret Invasion this summer. That's going to be everything. So I'm waiting on that. But he'll be reprising his role. See, let me tell you something. Secret Invasion, there are these shape-shifting creatures. I've told y'all about the Skrulls before. I don't know if what Samuel L. Jackson any of this is. We really don't know. So I don't know if it's going to be Skrull Samuel L. Jackson in this movie, if it's going to be the real one. I don't know, okay? We'll find out all of that when we get Secret Invasion. But I say all of that because I'm glad that he's going to be heavily featured in the project. It looks like a super fun, like, you know, probably 2-hour movie where Captain Marvel, I don't know if she's going to be Photon or Spectrum in the MCU, but Monica Rambeau, her superhero alternative, and Kamala Khan, they're going to be like, every time they use their powers, for some reason, I don't know how it happened, but they're entangled. And so every time one of them uses their powers, they swap with the other one. So we in for a zonky, wookie, crazy time. I don't know what's going on. Who is her name? Zawe Ashton. I think she's playing the main villain. She was holding that staff, so she must be an accuser like Ronin, which is going to be good. But the most interesting thing about this trailer, okay. Look, at some point while she's fighting the main antagonist of the movie, see, I'm thinking people are saying that, you know, she's supposed to be one of the Kree, you know, people. I think she's a super Skrull. Now, that's my own theory. I can't prove it. I just be thinking stuff and saying stuff out loud, so I'm no better than most people, but here we are, okay? But anyway, in that last, like, fight scene that they show in the trailer, if you look on her left arm, she has on Miss Marvel's other bangle. Isn't that some shit? Now, see, okay, I didn't pay a close enough attention to see if Kamala Khan had the other one on. I don't know what happened, but all I noticed was she had one on. So I'm assuming she has the other one, and that is what kind of, I don't know, that's why they switch in places and stuff. I don't know. It's got to do something with that. It's going to be weird, but I'm excited to see this. This movie can't get here quick enough. Oh, I'm so excited. We got so much before that, though. We still got to get through Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which I'm excited about. I'm going to go see it. Ooh, let me tell y'all, that comes out right before my cruise, so I'm going to go that Thursday night. Then I wake up, you know, I got to work, you know, that Friday or whatever, but I work from home. Ooh, the following week, too, I got to start going back into the office, but I won't be because I'm going to Alaska. Ew, you bitches is mad. Ew, 2 weeks. Ew, not doing work. Ew, leaving my computer here. Ew, bitches is mad. Ew, I still got to get this watch. Ew, you know what? I'm super excited. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, that's in May. We got Secret Invasion in June. Loki, I'm hearing, is like September, maybe. I think September. When the fuck is Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania coming to Disney Plus? I feel like it's been too long. I don't know what's going on, but we'll see. I'm ready to rewatch that movie. I'm ready to rewatch Kang. Jonathan Majors is Kang. I don't know what the hell is going on with his personal life, but Jonathan Majors is Kang is everything I need him to be, and I'm ready to see the performance again, but it's not on Disney Plus, so that sucks. Anyway, I'm rambling. I said literally all of that to say, for the person that left that comment, I agree. I wish I could talk about more. You know, my whole angle was to talk about you know, I, this is like a, you know, my category for my podcast that I mean, you know, we got to get put in categories, child. You know, I am TV reviews slash TV and film. You know, that's where my stuff slots into. You know, if you see your bitch on the charts, you know, that's the chart I'm on. You know, you see it. Okay. And I'm on the charts. That's the one. So I talk about the film and TV aspect of the stuff, not necessarily the, you know, I relate it back to the comics, obviously, because all this stuff is connected, but I have to like have the actual like TV or film content to talk about. That's why like back in like December and January, I was dogging the fuck out of the Black Panther and the Chad, what else had come out at the time? And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I was trying to stretch all that damn content as much as I could. Oh, somebody asked me why I didn't talk about Shazam, the new one, on the podcast. Chad, because I didn't go see it. Let me tell you something. Ever since they said that, what did they say? Ever since they said that, you know, this is not the DCU anymore. Now we just wasting y'all time, but y'all please go see this movie. No, I don't give a damn anymore. I'm going to wait till it come out on HBO Max like everybody else, and I'll see it then. Then maybe I'll do an episode reviewing it. Otherwise, I don't need to see it. Sorry. Why? Ain't no implications. Don't mean nothing. I saw the, you know, the ending got ruined for me too. Like it got ruined for most people. That wasn't going to be enough to make me go see it anyway. So I don't know. That's just the way it goes. I'll tell you what DC thing I will be watching though. In 2024, when they come out with The Penguin starring Colin Farrell. Cause you know, I love the Batman. Let me tell you something. Robert Pattinson is my Batman. Okay. Y'all won't take that away from me. I love that man. I love that man. Oh, Jasmine Sullivan, you can't see me, girl. Anyway, okay, you know what? I'm rambling. If y'all want to talk to me about comics, feel free. I'm ready because I ain't got shit else to do, child, besides work. It's tiring my ass out. Matter of fact, when I cut this off, I'm going to finish Beef, and I'm about to watch the new episode of The Mandalorian because I heard it ate. So, I'm going to get on Instagram and see what y'all are talking about because I want to see what the hell y'all watching nowadays, too, because maybe we're watching the same shit and I can talk about it. I don't know. Anyway, here's my conversation with Monty. Bye. Oh, hello, everyone. It is another wonderful week. And by wonderful, I mean stressing us the hell out. But when things stress us the hell out, that means we get to talk about the things that are stressing us the hell out. Y'all, it's another episode of Black Mess and Bravo Stress, which means that I'm joined by my favorite, your favorite, everybody's favorite. I'm joined by Monty of Mixing with Monty. Monty, how are you?
I am doing so good. I'm here to get stressed out again, work through it like therapy. It's great. Yes. Love that. I'm ready to dive right on in. It's been some things, and I'm just glad watching these shows. Everybody else's stress but mine.
Hello. I really love that. Mm-hmm. Whew, I like focusing on other people's bullshit. Speaking of other people's bullshit, me and you were just talking, and we had to kind of start up with this because I don't know where this came from. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, who the baby mama is, how old the baby is. I don't know nothing about any of this, but for all of you Love is Blind fans out there, listen, all of us were saying this man's name wrong for a long time because I think everyone was saying Baptiste at first. The man's name is Bautiste. Yeah. But he has now been on Love is Blind. He's now been on a Perfect Match with our girls, Colony and Anne Sophie from Selling Tampa. You know, love those girls. He's been on there. So y'all know who I'm talking about. He's the most worrisome person on TV, super irritating. And he just popped up over the weekend and was just like, hey guys. Here's my whole baby. Like, hope that's okay. And everyone's just kind of like, huh? you mean what? So the whole time you've been acting ass on TV, there's been a whole woman out there just pregnant. Having your whole baby. How do you feel about that? First of all, when I told you, did you know anything about this?
So I realized looking through my group chat of reality show things that I have with my friends who like naturally only watch Absolute Best.
Yes.
They were talking about it over the weekend. So I did see it. It did not fully register to me because they were sending me the TikToks of the baby mama and the baby, but now all those things are private on TikTok, so I can't go look at this.
Yeah.
Which naturally understood. I'm just like waiting for it to be picked up by like the shade room.
Right?
Because this is the right account, right amount of mess.
The right amount of mess. I was expecting like the neighborhood talk, the Jasmine brand. Like, yeah. I was expecting someone to report on it. Nobody said a word. And I'm kind of, I don't know what to say.
Shade Room watch Love is Blind. They sure do.
Right. I know they do. Because they talk about Lauren and Cameron. So I know they watched it at some point at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that man, he said, and I quote, might have been the villain on TV, but I'm going to be the hero for him. Instagram, meet my little man. Now, the question is, do we think he's going to translate to not be a villain off camera? No. That's the question.
No, if you were doing poorly before, sir. if the bar was already low and you just lowered it even more, immensely more.
Yeah.
It's just like these shows are not filmed that much like that far apart, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this was just like a year and some change ago. So how you go from being on a show where you like are working towards an engagement with someone and people are getting invested in it, it's giving fake.
Yes.
It's giving that's never going to happen. That was never going to happen, because you don't just go from that to finding a woman and having a baby, even an oops baby, that would still be a nice 9 month period. Like,
yes,
it's not adding. The math is not mathing. His don't like being conned. We don't like being. Do we know that the stuff isn't that real? But we're rooting for like a Cameron and Lauren situation.
Oh, we are always,
and because we've seen it happen. That is what we're here for. If you want to just be famous, you go on Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, stop playing with our hearts. Or go on the damn Bachelorette where we expect you to be there first for a couple of weeks, cutting the fuck up, and then you get sent home.
Yeah, just so you can get like another couple K on the Instagram followers and get you a back fun box.
Yes, that's all. But now you're playing with our whole emotions and our whole feelings. Hate exactly. that for us, but wish you all the luck with your journey, I suppose.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, whatever, but child, he got a lot of pictures, so I guess he really been with the baby. Now, I know one thing. You know what? I'm not even. I almost did something, because this is called Black Mess and Bravo Stress. I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna change my mind. All I'm gonna say is he definitely has a type. I'll say that. Let's move on. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
I know you didn't get a chance to watch it, but Love and Marriage Huntsville, which, you know, a show that we both watch, it has premiered this past Saturday.
God bless
I know you've seen, right, I know you've seen, you know, clips on the Instagram, you know, of same course. Old, same
of
old.
Of course,
you know,
little... all the same, yes, all the same old shit, different season. That's really where we're at. It's just like, yes. Will we ever... I just want to go on record and say that I am a Melody Holt stan. This is an account. I mean, the epitome of I will not fumble the bag is that woman. And for her to still be filming this show with that god-awful sea creature of a man, like, and still being willing to be on this show and go through all the mess, I just really commend. Just A+.
And we got, I don't know if you saw, but in the first 10 minutes, we got a Sheree and Sonya Richards Ross appearance.
Crazy.
Calling from, let me tell you how fast Carlos King puts this show back in production.
Oh, yes.
The fact that Sheree and Sonya called from Portugal, and I think that was their last vacation. Uh-huh. So it's like, oh, you
this is
you
while
already?
They were filming, and yes. Carlos was like, oh, this is a thing?
Child.
I don't put it past Sheree to have been manipulated like Teresa by this man to get on these shows, because if they're calling him already, it's like it's a thing. We are friendly, and this man doesn't live in Atlanta. He lives in Huntsville, Alabama. So it's giving old school publicity dating. Remember those? when two people would date just so they would be like in a magazine. That's where it feels like we're headed.
A whole gay action star with a whole woman like going showing up on the red carpets and stuff. It's like, oh,
yes. So no, they're together. They're recent in history, and now we just remember them as like memories. But no,
right?
They were publicity stunts, and that's what this feels like. How best do we stay on these shows? Mm-hmm. That are giving us the bread and butter. And for Martell, how do we stay on these shows? And how do I say F you to my ex-wife? Because I know this is what she wants. And she wants to move to Atlanta. And I'm going, of all the women he could have dated. Like, it's just not, you're not slick, baby. You're not slick. You know?
Yes.
He could have gotten one of the girls on Married to Medicine or something, but no.
Perfectly said. This is... I almost want you to go back and watch that first 10 minutes.
Because, oh, I will.
Okay. Because I don't even know if I can describe how lacking in chemistry they are, because it just it was weird. It just felt like two co-workers on the phone with each other. It's like, why are you calling me from out the country? Like, I don't get it. We work together. We're not romantically involved. It was really weird. Yeah. I just didn't, you know, when you see sometimes a new reality TV couple, you're like, oh, I like this. This is cute. Okay, I can see this. Like,
or you at least giving. Like, see a little something like Lindsay and Carl when they first started dating. You're like, okay, I see the flirt. You know, I see it's there. I see what's happening. But Sheree has like no chemistry with anyone to me. And she is and least of all Martell.
Right.
I have not seen an ounce of chemistry or believability between these two. And if you recall, even through the trailer, there was no kissing of them.
No.
There was no hugging of them. There wasn't no like storyline around them being in love. She's kind of just there.
It's like, gonna take the Real Housewives like, to convince me.
Exactly. Like, I just don't. Sheree.
Girl.
I just don't get it, girly. I don't get it.
No. It's hard. They're really gonna have to like use the season of the Real Housewives of Atlanta to convince me, because right now, like, first of all, okay.
Martell's not that good of an actor.
At all.
He's a terrible actor. Like, he's awful. He never makes sense. Every time I've ever seen him go up against Melly, I'm like, you're only making her point stronger. And the only reason you win any argument is because this woman has to rest. She simply has to rest.
Right.
She needs to lay her head at some point.
She literally has to fight everybody on this cast.
but even with him, like, for the sake of her children and her sanity, eventually she has to be like, okay, he's just that delusional. All right, I gotta move past it. And that's the only reason why he ever thinks that he's progressing. Because he is very bad at communication, very bad at human beingness, very bad at being a man of like any kind of substance. He is good at controlling women. He is good at manipulating. He is good at, but he flounders. Like, he's a bad liar. I'm not truly trying to weigh you, but remind me, so is Rocky. Worst liar in history. Woo! Never in my life.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Oh, the notes I had on that, baby. First of all, I need Andy, Mona, and a camera.
Yes. Please.
Kind of split. And I need Carlos King to come back to Atlanta, because Love in Huntsville is really good. Mm-hmm. And I think we have so much there. And I can't wait to rewatch this episode and like see, because I was surprised to even see Sheree in this episode at all.
Right.
Like, to even mention that we're not even burying the lead, which means she's involved throughout the season. Because if she was a plot point of like, we're working our way to them being together, we would not have had her this early.
Right. And his mama came in the room. She was like, oh, Sheree, you're talking to Sheree. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, get me on that Bravo.
Right. Now, listen. I'm going to tell y'all right now, we might be in the early stages of revelations. If we have one network that has Latasha and Tamika's mama, Mama Joyce, and now we're about to add Martell's mom in the mix.
I can't handle that. I don't want to handle that.
The trumpets are blaring. I'm telling y'all.
That sounds wild.
Wild.
I'm up.
Mama Dot, like Candace's mama. It's too much. Well,
the original old lady gang was too much for me. I couldn't handle it. Them three women are like, I'm afraid I would not be afraid of going to court, but I'm afraid of them holding court and me being so, like, I don't want them talking about me, knowing about me. You never want an auntie of auntie age and auntie proportions to know your name. You just don't. Because you're going to end up on a prayer list every morning at 4:45 a.m. And your business will be aired out to all the other aunties around probably the globe, because Jesus is everywhere, honey.
It used to be just the church, but now aunties are on social media, okay?
The aunties are on social media, and they have the things, and they talk to each other over biscuits.
The Facebook. Yes.
I don't think anyone wants to be where the aunties are. And that's why those three women together would be my collective nightmare. But I would also watch 21 seasons of it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Give it to me right now. I'm scared.
Let me get the box set, the DVD. Thank you.
Yes. Blu-ray. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, that's a lot to handle. Y'all go watch the premiere of Love and Marriage Huntsville. It was kind of different. You know, Destiny wasn't anywhere around. They bumped up Wild. They bumped up Stormy and her husband, and he was talking about, he gave me a couple of red flags, but we'll
naturally
discuss. Yeah.
Oh, the red flag, the husband red flag game is OD.
Carlos got it on lock over there in Huntsville.
Oh, yes, he does.
I don't know who, if you had to, just based on personality and just based on the least amount of red flags you can find, if you had to pick one of the husbands over there in Huntsville, who do you think you would pick?
It's Kimmy's husband.
Okay.
He's the only one that I'm like, I understand how you got married.
Yeah.
Because the other ones, I'm like, oh, they're solely staying with you because they believe it's a sin to get divorced. This is not a love thing. This is I'm scared of God thing. Like, this is different. This is indoctrination in the deep south of a Black Christian household and how we, you know, we stayed there for 55 years. Yeah, but not because she wanted to, because she couldn't.
Exactly.
Like, the other ones, I'm like, oh, you simply just, your biological clock was running out. And you were out of options.
Right.
And I understand. I understand. I am not judging. But Kimmy's husband is the only one that I'm like, okay.
Is he
not terrible?
Right. You're not, it would be either be him or, because you know, they try to put some red flags on him too. They say every now and then when they have those boys' night, you know, they try, I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, but he did have the whole thing with like his son.
Yeah, and that whole baby mama situation, like ex-wife, baby mama kind of situation, it was like, oh, this is a lie.
But I did like how he stuck up for his wife, like, of that difficult like thing to navigate. I appreciated how he respected the mother, but also respected his wife, and was like, so she's not going anywhere, and but you also cannot keep my son away from me just because you don't like it. That's not gonna work. Like, this is not, and we can tell because it wasn't of his making that they are no longer together. It was more his ex-wife. And I think that it's respectable to me. It shouldn't be. But when a man in a situation is not the one involved, but it happens so rarely.
Right. So rarely.
Nothing wrong. That I'm like, he doesn't give me as many red flags as some of them other men who are just red. They just are the flag.
Right.
Ooh. And the only reason that, what is his name? The other brother, the one who I hate, you know.
Oh, Marceau.
The only reason why he is not worse, like the biggest red flag on that show, is because Martell is so goddamn awful.
Yeah.
Because it's really the other one. He is sleeper hit, but you know.
The reason, let me tell you something, the reason for me Marceau isn't the worst is simply because we keep asking for proof about all the cheating and no one will produce it. Like, do we all think he's cheating? Yes, of course.
But every time we're like, somebody who really is quiet.
Yes. Tisha, like, you got to show me something. Otherwise, I'm Ray Charles. I don't see it. Sorry.
She's like, listen, baby, the bills are paid. The kids are in private school. And I get to have steak at least once a week. It's just not going to be enough. And I'm now a majority owner of things and I'm running stuff. Please, baby, no. Don't try to take this thing. And I understand. Again, not judging.
Right. I mean, hey,
yeah,
do what you do.
Do what, do you,
what
do.
You do. Okay. I'm just saying the only one I would have sick with I would have taken as an acceptable answer is Tiffany's husband, just because their argument seems to be so low stakes. I'm like, okay, you know what? This isn't about abuse or cheating. And I'm like, you know what? I can deal with this.
This is regular, happy people who argue. Like, what if me and my wife the other day had like a whole like non-fight about going on dates just so we can spend time together. And the resolve came to like a nice compromise with an implemented structure so that we can respect each other and our needs and have like a signal system when it's no longer working. That's like, we're happy. People just have tiffs because they are frustrated. That's Tiffany and her husband. They're just like, we know we love each other. He's not a terrible man.
Right.
But y'all used to, you know?
I love that, because like their biggest issue for a while was that he kept saying, you know, oh, we're not getting intimate, we're not having sex in a bed, you know, we're not doing this and that. But then come to find out the reunion, oh, it was like 3 weeks. We're like, 3 weeks, and then y'all started back. Like, okay, sir.
Okay.
BFFR. Like, let's cut this out.
Yes.
Hate it. Thanks. Let's move on, because those Huntsville people have us talking for hours. And
okay. Ooh, and so will these ladies.
Oh, God. Y'all, we just got the finale of the Queens of R&B. My dog is snoring so loud in the background. I don't know if you
can hear him. I can't even hear him.
Okay. It is aggressive. Like, my God.
wake him up. He's sleeping.
Right. Either sleeping or being a whole domestic terrorist. So I'm glad it's the former right now. the Queens of R&B finale was this past Sunday. And let me just say, I don't know what other reality show has packed a 6-episode 1-2 punch the way this one has, because it has been, when I say a lot, it has been a lot.
I don't understand. I don't understand how this was the finale. While it made sense, it also was unnecessary. We could have just not ended it. We could have just, if I have to sit through 18 to 22 episodes of a housewife, and while Vanderpump Rules is firing from all cylinders this season, and we have a lot to work through of all of us like being detectives and looking through the signs and seeing all the, you know, the badness.
Yep.
We're not getting that finale until like May 18th and the reunion like May 24th. So if I have to wait that long, you could have at least gave me a little palate cleanser, a little, you know, a little appetizer, little antipasti, you know what I'm saying? Yes. A little snack-a-racker, you know, a little snack to nibble on until I get there, because this show has been, it's been delicious.
Yes.
Each week, like a fresh, crisp melon. You know when you get the good watermelon, like to the top of spring, the top of the summer, it's 85 degrees and you get it and you cut it and it's the biggest, reddest, meatiest part of the watermelon with no seeds, baby. Oh. You'd be like, I don't care what kind of mess I make, I just want to like eat it all, stick my face in it. And that's me. Like, where is the spoon and where is the bowl of this show? Because I have
Let me tell you something.
My question list is longer than my notes.
It is. I have so, this was, I feel so, I, no closure. No closure at all. And I, let me tell you something. What y'all could have done to get us to that, at least close to the Real Housewives of Atlanta premiere, y'all could have given us a behind the scenes episode. What is it? The secrets revealed episode?
Yes. I want many secrets revealed. Reveal all the secrets.
And then let me tell you how they could have done this reunion. I would have wanted the first part to be just escape, because we got a lot to work through there. And then the second part, another Sunday, we could have brought out SWV and talked about the actual like conflict that was supposed to be the show. Cause we, that got overshadowed. Like, we weren't even caring about Week and Understand. And we like, no, where's this lady's money? Where her money at?
I have a lot to work through.
Yes. Like, there's
so much. Like, I want to see, not just in production or in confessionals, I need to see Latasha's husband, Rock, be confronted about how these screenshots came about, because I realized we're always going to he say she say about somebody else's royalty checks. But let me tell you something. When they asked him, "Did you take it?" His like, oh, this man is the worst liar.
Worst.
Latasha has to be either in a drunken stupor of her own making, or she knows. I mean, I now have no faith because Ashley really betrayed me when she was stupid enough to leave that relationship with nothing but kids. No offense, two kids, but like, ew. And right. A house in my name? Ugh.
No fun.
Not good. So terrible.
Like, oh, Ashley.
But like, so I have no faith anymore, but like, I really want to believe Latasha cannot be this dense. The way she sat next to him with like, no, with a vacancy in her eyes.
Vacancy.
There is like, blink twice if you need help. Like, I really need you to let me know if you're not well, because he's telling a bold faced lie with some
I'm about to send you two pictures, just, as a matter of fact.
Just not making sense. A bumbling fool. He sounds like those people like in the Shakespeare, like when they write the court jester. That's what he sounded like to me. Just ridiculous. Yes. Just like, crazy. You're not making sense. He did kind of sound like Trump. I ain't gonna hold you.
You know what?
Because the story is just like, the sentences are not strung together well.
No.
Like, I don't even know how you could sign over somebody's role. Like, how you, I don't even know how, I wouldn't know where to begin with that. We can't prove that. That's not a logical argument. I wouldn't know where to begin with that. It would be Google, and we don't believe you that you wouldn't
Google it. Has lied. Google has told all your business, because Google, if you literally Google how to deposit someone else's check, it gives you step by step right there on the page.
So I would not even know where to start with that. Doesn't fly.
Right. So, we are in the age of information. Okay.
Right. Like, that doesn't, and just because you saying that doesn't mean you didn't do it. So
right.
Because you're saying that you did not know how to do that is not an argument you want to give when someone accuses you of stealing their money. I would never do that. I would never do that to my wife's sister.
But did you?
But did saying I wouldn't know how. You see how it's like not the right answer? Yeah, I would never do that. I wouldn't even know where to begin with doing that. You can't just sign over somebody's checks. Why? Because you tried? Like, I'm just confused.
Right.
How that was the logical argument to stealing your wife's sister's money.
Right.
And now we're inclined to believe this story even more. I mean, we have believed it upon arrival. Episode one. Fully, he did that. Oh, but. Wow. By the last episode in the finale, where we see that he has been getting kickbacks from the promoter, if all the girls perform and the screenshots have been shown, Latasha fights the same way as her husband. It's the semantics game. And if you blink, you might miss it. Like how Bethany Frankel used to do it with like Carol. And that's why Carol was like, I'm going nuts, because she's an intelligent individual. Mm-hmm. And no one likes arguing this way. But Latasha's like, oh, just because you see it on his phone, that means I did it. No, but it doesn't mean he didn't do it, which is what we're trying to tell you. And you're not even debating if he did it. Now you're right. Saying, how am I in it? That's your husband.
She literally, from every angle, argues the worst, because she does the semantics game, but then she also does the playing dumb game too. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, you believe that? You believe text messages?
You believe text messages? Yes, I do.
I do. Yeah. Sorry. Why wouldn't I? That's his number, ain't it?
Wait. Did you know how out loud, like how stupid this is, but they were all too upset to even catch it, which I understand. Which is why we need a reunion. Yes. But like, did you notice when she was like, when Rock, he called on the phone and he was, again, terrible arguer. And he's like, I don't even want to deal with this right now. I ain't about to do this. That means you did it. But
you did it.
He said, what did he say? Then he said, well, I got to say, he said he texted me, right? Well, then I would have the same messages on my phone, and I don't have those messages. Crickets, sir. delete you can this? Tell,
like, Candy was trying her hardest not to laugh because she was mad, but she was like,
that is the dumbest excuse. The way I can delete messages right now from my phone with ease, as if no one texted me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I got the same ones on my phone and I don't have those. Okay. But then that just means it doesn't negate the fact that he does.
Right. Very he Kathy Hilton.
Meaning you could cover your tracks on your end, but you can't cover them on the other end.
Right. Yes. I don't
know. What did Dorinda tell us?
You can't play dumb and smart at the same time.
No, she did tell us that. But also, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Yes.
Okay. Was that from Tyler Perry too?
I was about to say, I know she quoted Tyler too.
But no, oh my God, Kendrick, you sent me the pictures of the couple and he looks like an idiot and she just looks mad at herself.
Yes. That is I don't even want to use that word for her because I almost feel like it's too gracious, but that face, that is like someone truly, like, you know how you go by somebody like on their porch and you like they don't want to get off and they're like, you okay? Or like you don't want to come down outside? It's like, I can't. No. You can't. Why? No, I'm okay up here. No, but you just say you can't. Why you can't come off the porch? Like, no, I'm okay. Don't worry about it. It's like, you know what? That's not my business. Latasha, it's not my business. I'm out of it. Because what I'm supposed Blink. To do.
But what's worse is that she's being so mind controlled by such an idiot. Like, he's not. I never understand the attractiveness. Like, I never understand how we get here because he's not good at the lies. So I'm just like, what is it that you're getting out of this? A gospel career? You're the angriest gospel singer I've ever seen.
Right.
Just so disconnected. And what's worse is that it doesn't sound like, you know, when God talk about how all the things they've done for the Lord, it's like, well, all the things the Lord's done for me. Like, it's a vibe. They eat, sleep, breathe Jesus. It is like a let's pray before we start this meeting kind of vibe, you know? Like, it is a fervor. Okay, Mary Cosby doing her podcast, just saying.
Right.
She had to lead an entire prayer because we always got a call to worship. We always got to bring the Lord in. When two or three are gathered, I am in the midst. But Latasha does not abide by like any of these like rules of like being really excited about Jesus or her faith or Christianity at all. No. So I'm like, then how are you at a gospel? How did we get there?
Oh, the lady was given a gospel deal. Right.
Sure it was.
Let's take a quick pause from the finale. Monty, you took it upon yourself. This is the gracious host that you are. You took it upon yourself.
Amen.
On your commute to work this morning.
Indeed.
To listen to Latasha Scott's new gospel album.
I did, and I have thoughts and certain songs that should be played.
Okay.
If you're going to get into it. First, let's start off with the very intense album cover of her in pretty much a cleavage, a verse, wedding gown, holding her dress in the train in one hand and staring up to God in another because she's accepting the invitation while looking towards the sun where she should not be on one lone giant rock higher above a sea of other medium-sized to large rocks.
It's very much Lion King, right?
Yes, with a mountain in the distance, the waves behind her, and a bird to her right.
One bird.
Just one
singular bird.
Got called by the Lord to say, this is who you want to be with. And he just summoned the birds. Now, the Apple Music will tell you that the songs on this album to listen to are Afraid, Stay With Me, and I'm Yours. I'm here to tell you they're only two-thirds correct. Love Yourself, fantastic. He'll Make a Way, love it. The very first song, The Conversation, is very old school. It feels like a hymnal that got like transitioned into like 2023, like a TikTok sound. Like, I could see this maybe going like the sounds going like a little viral, but it also felt like they were trying to aim for that. But it kind of loses it if like Latasha was so like sexy, ready for escape, you know?
Yes.
But these songs with the hymns and the old school of it, it's no cohesive style. It's also very dated. It feels like there's an organ in this song and then a trap beat in this one that could be the little baby. So where are we? Like, where are we? So it's not a long, it's only 35 minutes. When I saw on the finale that it debuted April the 7th, I said, well, that was just a day ago. I must watch. I must listen. I must give it all I got. The music video is not a real music video. It is simply her just performing her song, Stay With Me. Oh. But anything for the experience. And then upon that, listening to it, I realized that she has had not one, not two, but three gospel albums come out.
Oh.
Well, three gospel songs. So Full Time Love, and that's on the album as well. And then some not nearly as gospel-y songs. So she's really just been like, I didn't make it in R&B and the sexy stuff. So I'm going to go to gospel, which is a logical next step.
I mean, hey.
She was delivered. She does not give us the Kiara Kiki Sheard experience. No. But she does have a voice. And that's where I walked away from this, you know, season and from this finale going, the sisters can sing. Like, they just simply sing their behinds off. And it's just so interesting because Tasha's body language and actions in the show are none of I want to reconnect with my sister. But in the confessionals, it's sad that we don't have, like, that you go, girl, or you sang that song kind of situation happening. Like, so upon your reflection, you miss your sisterhood, but you, like, fled that girl.
Yes. You got
so again, proving homegirl's point that she left her in the dressing room the last time.
Yep.
Because you fled with a Kendrick, who's in that entourage? What's the why?
Child, who, an assistant, a chef.
A chef, why?
Who, why?
She's on stage.
They didn't keep in mind, they didn't stay at the hotel with everybody else. They got an Airbnb and brought the chef with them to cook.
So why is the chef at the performance?
Weird. This is all, none of this makes sense to me.
You don't get you some Chipotle and go home. I love that she brought her chef and SWV was like, I'm eating a pizza. Right.
That's how you know who faking and who do this for real. Yeah. That's how you know right there. They like, look, I need something quick so I can get on the road. I'm trying to go home, okay?
Yeah, it's like, let me get these chicken tenders. It's good right. for the soul, helps fix my nerves. Like, not the greasy food before we sing.
Right, like, that try to go a Wendy.
Some Mariah Carey's, like, hot water to, like, 108 degree temperature with lemon juice.
Right.
And ash of salt.
Child. I want to, she's currently sitting at number 20. On the, not the top charts, on the top Christian charts.
Right.
And
the charts that don't have a lot of production often, which is why.
And I would like to say that number 19 came out in 2021.
There we go.
So, you know, y'all go support, you know, I best say go support Latasha, but if you feel like she got the lady money, then maybe don't. I don't she know what to tell you.
Money. Yeah. I don't know where it's going or for what. And that's the only critique I have about this show is that we only got to really see Tiny's house a lot, but we did not get to see the other houses of the other. We only saw the Scott sisters' mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get to go into the houses of all the other ladies. I ain't even know until like episode 3 or 4 that the SWV ladies all have to fly into Atlanta for all of this.
Right.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because we did not see their homes. We weren't sending camera crews all over there because we didn't have the money. And that's why I'm like, Mona, stop playing with me.
Please.
If you will follow Stevie J to the ends of the earth, you will follow these people.
Because keep in mind, Mona Scott Young is the same person on that Love and Hip Hop episode. You know how they do those, like, you know, moving shots to begin the scene of just like scenery. Yeah. She's the one that had that barbecue that had those chicken tenders on the grill that were already glazed and cooked and the grill wasn't on. So she just had it pretending like they were grilling. Like it was literally like some General Tso chicken on that grill just sitting out there.
Productions. She's here to be a director, honey.
That is it. Pops. She's like, look, can y'all go ahead? Pops. Somebody punch somebody so we can go home, okay?
But now she's like, everybody fly on into Atlanta. We're all going to meet at one place. Great. And it's like, no one else is living outside of the scene we're shooting. Okay.
Right.
So I'm just like, that's not fair. We should have had more episodes. I would have at least like the full 10. I think that at least would have been fair. This doesn't need to go on forever because the tour didn't happen. But we could have spread some of this out if we had just followed some more people. I really want to know where all this lady's money is going to because I want to go to Tasha and Rock's house and I want to see all of it, inside, outside, tour. I want them to do a Toya tour from Married to Medicine when she had that two-level closet they couldn't keep up with.
Yes.
I want that.
All of it.
Do a tour from the top. To the bottom.
Give me as many tours as Heather Dubrow did when she was building that damn house.
Right.
Because there was a different tour every damn time. I'm like, damn, who is this, E? You want a Good Morning America?
And she did, like, free for BravoTV.com. Like, and I did watch it. But then, lo and behold, it ended up on the season. I'm like, I didn't need to watch it. Like,
right.
I just was caring about that Ice Cube, and that was it. I just wanted to that was it. But, like, I want a full tour because I want to know where this lady's money is going. Mm-hmm. I want to know how it's being spent because it's like, what are they doing with it? And why, I hate to say, but why are they paying all these people? Why, who does she think she is?
That's question.
I'm just like, what do you think this is? You mentioned a good point of, like, she acts like she is genuinely, like, better than the group. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it is. It's like, not only are you not better than the group is not. You know how I feel about people overhyping Escape. I'm sorry. it's not, and you're like, you know, we need to breeze past the week is the, you know, better song. It is.
It is. It is.
And we can breeze past it as we establish that it should have ended the show. Like, that is, we need to stop pretending. Like, the verses, even, like, verses was generous. But now you're being Count Billing is not it. We're not going to act like y'all got equal hits. We're not going to act like we have that kind of longevity. We're not. So
Escape fans, I tried to get y'all. I was trying not to get them dragged this episode, but it happened anyway, okay? I was trying to breathe.
I love Escape. On my 90s playlist, they're on it. Even the deep cuts. Just not as much as Escape. SWV is there without the deep cuts. It's like five different songs. Even if you weren't an SWE fan, if you were around between 90 and 2012, and apparently now, and had like, now that's what I call music, you could not escape SWV.
True. True.
It's just, it's a bigger song.
It is. It is. It should have gone last. It should have closed the show.
So wait, the gospel, it's funny because, sorry.
Uh-oh.
You told me that I had to, and I did. We need to talk about Watch It Happens Live afterwards. And I'll tell you how I got there. The ADHD kicked in. Sorry, people. It means very bad. If you have anyone in your life, I'm going to tell you how their brain works. I was like, we need to discuss how, like, SWV Coco is absolutely the ringleader and, like, very, like, type A. And then I was like, oh, then Coco was by herself somewhere. We need to talk about how she was, but Watch What Happens Live, which you already told me about. My word, my God. Ooh. Coco would not want to be there.
She didn't at all. At all.
What was that? It was weird.
Okay, I'm about to make a comparison. Stick with me, y'all. Stick with me.
Okay.
Coco being here with Latasha felt like when Ebony was on Watch What Happens Live with Robin, because I think they both knew that it was like, okay, you about to catch a whole lot of heat. I'm just kind of here. I just want to promote something else, but y'all just call them. y'all call on me when y'all need me for this, because we knew going in, like, we were all brave, because I think the first thing out of Andy's mouth was, Latasha, are you nervous being here? Or something to that effect. Like, did you, we didn't know if you were going to come here or something like that, because, like, And it, me neither. The fuck?
But no, it's on TV. Latasha is a fame. They are fame monsters. Like, again, don't know who they think they are. Like, and gospel is not the way to go if you want to be the next Beyonce. Like, it's just not it.
You
like,
know who she's going to be the next? She going to be the next Kim Burrell. And I don't know if that's a read or not. That's exactly, that was a read, yeah.
But that's a read.
That was a read. That's what she gonna be.
Because like
same it's just, energy.
That gospel music is like the epitome of being humble. Like even the biggest gospel stars are nothing like our medium-sized pop stars. Like in fame and glory and respect. I mean, we respect them, but they're they have success. But mostly they've accepted that they're doing this for the Lord. Like, it's like, like Latasha is trying to be like a Kelly Rowland out of Destiny's Child. She thinks that she has left the group and is of a sound, you know, established status.
Right.
From 30 years ago? Like, girl. No offense, but because I mean, 30 years ago is 30 years ago. If you have longevity, great. But how are you going to become this big star now? If it would have happened, it would have happened already. Look at Tamar Braxton. Sorry, that was a read, and that's not right because I love her. But y'all know anybody can get it when it comes to me. Anybody can get it.
I mean, on Black Mess and Bravo Stress, anybody can get it.
Anybody can get it. In fact, some happy news. You see that Chloe Bailey, Beyonce's little protege, is taking the same gospel approach. She's doing a movie, and everybody says
it's good too. I'm watching it tonight.
This is the Beyonce approach. If you remember, Beyonce did Fighting Temptations, which is like the last one. This is so cute. Yes, it's such a good vibe. I absolutely love it. And
she was in Swarm, which is like entirely different vibe. But yeah, so like everyone critically acclaimed show. So
she's doing it. She's really doing it. I love that for her. Now that is a next up Beyonce. I don't know what, and she don't got no entourage.
Let me tell you something. Latasha.
Who was in the entourage? Like, I'm so disturbed.
So many people. It was so many people. She was the last one to get out the truck, and like 12 people got out before her. Why?
Do you know how ridiculous that looks? Why? I need that kind of confidence. Like,
let me tell you something. If Kelly or Michelle put out an album today, all of us, out of just pure curiosity, are going to be like, you know what? I love Destiny's Child. Let me go check this album out. Because I bet there's some bops on that album. Latasha is the equivalent of if Farrah Franklin said, you know what? Let me... you know what? Okay. I took it too far. I'm sorry.
Because you're right that it hurts. Oh, that hurt good like a squat, baby.
A squat for the first time in like a year plus.
For the first time, that first quarantine squat. Yeah. Oh, I know that stretched the muscle. Oh, we doing work, y'all. That's what it was. That hurt good. Okay.
Farrah Franklin, if you listen to this. I'm sorry, girl.
But are we? You need to be sorry. I'm sorry. That's it. If she dropped a diaper line, I'd be like, this doesn't interest me. Because it's just such a niche category, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But to have an entourage to bring your chef to something that does make you money, even though you were even averse to coming and making this money, and you're going to flex like you got all this to be a gospel singer? Like, I just don't...
Right.
It just doesn't compute. I don't understand what kind of fame you think you're going to have, and your husband, and you don't ruin any chances now of being able to dupe them into all doing a show together. Like, the bag was too deeply.
And if you can convince all these people to do a show together again, your management won't be involved.
No.
That's the thing.
Now we know they're not going to say yes because we know that old boy is getting some money from it.
Exactly.
They're going to question you forever. They're not going to love Latasha being like, oh yeah, I'm not out of the group. It's still the group. I'm like, oh, now you want to claim it? I'm very confused here. They're very weird without you.
Girl.
My friend went, he said it's a fabulous show.
That's what, listen.
He said
it was a
production.
Oh yeah, you were going to check back with us. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Because I heard the same thing.
It was a production. I had a friend that went too.
They said 8 down. They said it was great. So,
It was fantastic. They said they were having a good time. And he was like, with all the friends too. Because it's friend. I think Jodeci. No. Oh, and SWV is going on tour with Jodeci. That is really cute. I'm gonna need to.
That's gonna be a good show. I'm going to that.
The baby's gonna be made after that. They better be careful.
Oh yes, that's coming to the park, child. Right,
sell them quick. Make it fall in love. Jodeci make you want to do something with it.
Right, that's gonna be a quick night. Y'all better be careful.
Love this return for the '90s girls, and yes. I love the fact that this show did usher people into being like, I need to listen to this music more. I love the catch up we got at the end of the episode where they show the SWV girls how three of their songs have now gone triple platinum, or one triple platinum and two others platinum. I'm like, that is dope. 30 years later to have songs going platinum, like, that's amazing.
Dope. I love that.
They're ushering a whole new group of people into their legendary work. Like, some of the best songs, I think both of them are fantastic, you know, groups, and they really have shown the work. And that's why I'm like, if only we could have made this work, this would have been legendary. Like, I would have sold, they would have sold tickets.
Right.
How much would you have paid? Ooh. I think I would have paid at least $300. I'm not gonna lie. That seems like a lot. I would have done it.
You know what?
I want to be low, give them, though, like close.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you want to be right there. Okay. So, you know, my level at the concert, I like being like
one first above section, the floor,
right off the floor.
Yes, yes. One above
that's
the
my
floor
area right there.
I'm short. I'm into that.
I love that. So yes, I want to be right there. That strikes me as like a 150. So I'm in it. I'm gonna give you a 150 for that. I'm coming. I'm singing all the jams. I'm gonna be loud, dancing, record. I'm doing all of that. So yeah, I'm doing that, and I'm only doing old dance moves. I'm tussie rolling. Yeah. I'm penguin.
This
I'm
is
doing
okay
all of that.
There. Yeah, you go to one of those concerts and like everyone is coming from the same place of understanding.
Yeah,
like a different time. We're not trying to be cool. Those days are over for us, baby. I'm not in high school no more. I'm having a good time, and everybody vibes, and like the good time you're having is what makes you cool. You know, you're doing. Like, you're going back. You're going back to
and let me tell
days.
Y'all something. Okay. If you're going to this concert, only brown liquor will be drank. Okay, so y'all
That's
better be prepared.
Fact.
That is a
that's fitness. A fact.
Yeah,
weak in the knees. I can't hardly speak. That's a Parmesan problem.
Yeah, a peach Parmesan
problem.
Okay.
The peach.
Ooh,
that's the best right there.
I'm telling you, man. Oh man, y'all better get into it.
That's it.
We cut up too damn much on these episodes. I know.
It's a mess.
Monty, tell first of all, thank you as always for coming.
Thank
to Kiki.
You so much for having me. This is the best way to end a weekday that I've ever had.
I know. Chat, tell them where they can find you, support you. Tell them all of the things.
Absolutely. Mixing with Monty on everything on Apple Podcasts, but definitely on Patreon. That's where I'm doing a lot of extra and really fun content. And you know, anywhere that you listen to Kendrick, you can listen to me. Patreon, Apple Pod, Spotify. I have an Etsy store of fun merch, a lot of VPR inspired these days, because why not? Okay. And Instagram, of course, at Mixing with Monty, MIXINGWITHMANI. Oh my God, you know we record together too much when Kendrick does it with me.
I know the outro, baby, okay?
Yes, yes. Ooh. I found myself laughing like you in the beginning. I did it the other day just because I wanted to make sure I could produce it, and it was amazing. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
We gotta love get you that. To move a little closer to the DMV.
I know.
I can't go to Tennessee. No.
Well, no, it's a little different.
Although tell Bronwyn hi if you see her.
I will not. Monty, thank you.
Thank you, Kendrick.
Yes, y'all. I've been Kendrick. That's been Monty. And we'll see ya. Oh, wow. You sat through that entire episode? Well, aren't you special? You deserve a treat. Why don't you head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave me a 5-star rating and review for free. Need to contact me? Email me at realitycomics2@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram for hilarious memes and up-to-date information about the podcast at realitycomics2. That's T-O-O. Reality and Comics 2 is a Cloud 10 and iHeartMedia podcast. This is Kendrick, and I'll see you.